Coming to the Arena Theater in Washington, D.C., July 1st through August 28th, it's the stage play Born for This, the B.B. Winans story. B.B., what's going on, man? How you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning to you, all my friends and foes.
Who's the foe? Wait a minute.
Who you calling a foe?
Who you calling a foe?
I don't have to call names. Your enemy know their name.
All the foes know their name.
And say hello to Sherry Shepherd. She's here this morning.
Hey,
what?
Baby.
What's up, Shepherd?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Also, I got another friend.
That's right. Yes, you do. That's right.
You do.
You have lots of friends here, B.B. Yes. B.B. Winans, Born for This, the personal and musical journey of B.B. Winans, who rose to fame with Sister Cece as the adopted children of Jim and Tammy Baker on their Praise the Lord show. You remember that, Sherry?
Yes, I do.
See, a lot of people don't know that, Tom. A lot of people don't know that, Sherry, that if it wasn't for Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, you wouldn't have B.B. and Cece because we weren't a duet. Until Jim put us together to sing this song, Up Where We Belong. And because of that, you know, me and Cece had to go back home and tell our brother and y'all not in our group no more.
Where did they see y'all? Where did they see you guys perform and to put you guys together on the show? I said, where did they see you guys perform to put you together to
Well,
sing?
We went down there, and the musical tells all this. We went down there because Cece was hired, you know, as a friend of ours. Howard McQuarrie called and asked us some audition. Cece was 15 and I was 17. Mm. And she got the job and I didn't. And Daddy was like, well, ain't no way she gonna go by herself.
Right.
So I ended up going with her and got a job at the grocery store so she could have the opportunity. Long story short, while I was singing in the choir, Jim heard me do a little riff and he came and said, look, I want him in the singers. Before we knew it, he came with an idea of us singing a duet together, and that's how B.B. and Cece.
And then after that, you hooked up with Whitney Houston as background singers.
No, well, after that, you know, we started recording. They recorded an album on us there, and then from there on, we you know, went out and on our own as B.B. and Cece, and that's how we met Whitney and became like family and. It just tells really our whole life journey, you know, growing up, becoming a coming of age story. And so 9 years I've been writing it.
And that's what you told us when you were in the studio with us not too long ago.
That's
you said
right.
Your story was coming to the stage. And the great thing is you mentioned the tremendous directing efforts of Charles Randolph Wright, who the man who gave us Motown, the musical.
Yeah,
amongst other things, and you guys put it together.
We put it together, and you know what? I spent in New York for 9 years going to Broadway shows, looking at it because I didn't want to do no church gigs. I wanted to be Broadway, so I sat there. I learned the ins and outs, and you know,
and did Broadway.
It is Broadway, right. And so it's exciting because we had our first run in Atlanta, and it was unbelievable. And now we open, as you said, Tom, on the Arena stage in Washington, D.C., which would be Charles Randolph Wright's 12th show at the Arena stage, you know. And it's selling like crazy. But most of all, you know, when I sit there and you dream and you write to you know, really help in what people are going through and encourage them and inspire them. And so to sit in Atlanta in the back and see white, Jewish, black, young, old, rich, poor, all these people, you know, in the demographic, laughing, crying, lifting their hands, being inspired. Because if anything that I've ever dreamed of, I want people to know, and it's the title of the piece, that everyone is born with a purpose. I don't care where you're born,
You
were born, where you live, what you've gone through. There's a purpose and a destiny behind your life. And so we put our lives out there to let people know that, yeah, there it is.
Now, let me ask
and
you.
And your niece and your niece and nephew is playing.
Family audition for this?
Brother and sister. You know they didn't.
You
have
made
audition.
Them audition, BB? Your family? What?
You know
yeah,
they
did.
Have
to. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We've talked to your brothers before. We know how you are.
You had to be good. Now, I got 30 phones.
Not everybody is able.
Everybody may be willing, but they're not able. So, you know, my niece, Joy, went to school and got a degree in theater and has always said she was going to act, you know. And it's funny because last year, March, Oprah Winfrey came to a reading in New York of the musical, and now my niece is starring in her drama Greenleaf, which debuts in June.
Yeah.
And one of your nephews is playing you.
My nephew Juan, which is Joy's brother, older brother Juan, is playing me. So brother and sister playing a brother and sister. How about that?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
what
really
kind of
cool.
topics and personal drama do you share in this play?
Well, it was funny, Tom, because my family, which came in Atlanta opening night there, Jim Baker came and all, they had no idea because I didn't allow anybody to read the script, so they were nervous. Mm. They didn't know what I was going to tell and what I wasn't going to tell. But you know, one of the things is rejection. You know, as I stated, Cece got the job. We both went down an audition. I didn't get the job. They didn't think I could sing, so they didn't hire me. You know? that offended me a little bit. It was funny because, as I stated, Jim was on my right side, and when that happened, Jim leaned in and said, you know, I told him you was good to hire you. I said, Jim, it's okay.
We're good now. We're good.
We 30-something down years down the road, so it's okay.
So is this play going on the road? Is it going to Broadway? Or
Broadway wants us to come. We already got a call. Broadway wants us to come in
here
in spring. And then we're just making our minds up that we go there first in the spring and then go on the road. The road is calling as well. So it's really been an unbelievable reception of what, you know, we've worked for 9 years. And the cast is unbelievable. So I tell you guys, come on and see it. We open July 1st.
We're coming.
We'll be there.
You know, my family was just blown away. They really were. You know,
all right.
So I'm excited to share it with y'all.
The stage play Born for This, the BB Winans story at the Arena Theater in Washington, D.C., July 1st through August 28th. All right, BB.